From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Perez Art Museum and Art Center South Florida are hosting 2 days of panel discussions and studio tours that center around what it means to create as a Latinx artist. WLRN's Nadege Green spoke with Naomi Guerrero, one of the organizers and a curatorial fellow at the Perez Art Museum.
Latinx is a fairly new term and one that has invoked strong arguments for and against it. What does Latinx mean to you?
So Latinx is gender neutral, and it's used to subvert the gendered way that Spanish kind of works. Everything is either masculine or feminine. We have to make room for gender nonconforming folks, trans folks, people that just don't see themselves within that gender binary. So Latinx art for me means artists from Latin America and the Caribbean, of Latin American and Caribbean descent, born or long living in the U.S., where their work responds to a U.S. lived experience.
And when you talk about disrupting the binary, we're not just talking about gender, we're just talking about this way of looking at things that doesn't always look at the nuances or that looks deeper.
Correct. So moving away from this either or thinking and thinking more in terms of plurality, thinking of we are many things at the same time. And that relates to gender identity, that relates to also racial identity, that relates to how you identify culturally, what history you're informed by, all of these things.
So what will be happening at the Latinx art sessions?
It's a series of three panels. The first panel is a panel discussing Felix Gonzalez Torres in a queer Latinx lens. People sort of marvel at how beautiful his sculptures or his work was in terms of like just the visual. He made work about being a queer gay man and the HIV AIDS crisis, and his work was very sociopolitically charged and was very provocative. I will be moderating the Disrupting Binaries in Latinidad panel, which is with Janelle Martinez, who is Garifuna. She's from New York, Bronx. She started this platform called Ain't I Latina, where she highlights indigenous and Black Latinx women. And she critiques a lot openly the invisibility of Black and Brown Latinx folks in media. And then we have Morel Doucette, who is from Miami, and he is a Haitian American. And I felt it was really important to center the beginning of that conversation with why I choose to include Haitian American folks in the Latinx art framework. And that is because of Haiti's contribution to the stopping of slavery throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Haiti basically was like, I'll support you if every person that was brought from the continent of Africa is given their freedom. And several of the flags in Latin America kind of pay homage to Haiti. And so I really feel that Haiti is very central to Black and Brown folks in Latin America and the Caribbean, and to not include them would be, to me, a huge mistake.
Who is this for? Who is the Latinx art sessions for?
A lot of the folks that are coming down outside of Miami are art professionals, curators, historians, people in the art world. But really, the reason that it's free and open to the public and not like in some conference style is because we want Miami people in there. It's Miami. Like, we have so many different folks from different places, and we need to be able to have these honest, uncomfortable conversations about how Latinidad is not a monolith, and it changes depending on what skin you live in, whether you're Black, whether you're brown, whether you're light skin or a white Latino. All of those things are really important to kind of nuance and tease out whether you come from money, whether you don't. And that's what I really want to kind of get at. And these artists that were invited to speak and are coming down, and some aren't on the panel themselves, they speak to all of those different kind of situations and conditions.
You've just heard Naomi Guerrero. She's a curatorial fellow at the Perez Art Museum in Miami. And you can hear more of her interview with WLRN's Nadege Green today on Sundial at 1 o'clock. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.